That was share number 10.
And Dover Shie Shlom Atirin. Dover Shie Shlom Atirin is also Dashlam. We abbreviate it Dalid Shin Lam and Men. Dover Shie Shlom Atirin Dashlam. Okay, Simin Kuf Beis. Before we start, we'll explain the machlokas between Rashi and the Ran, Dover Shie Shlom Atirin. Look in the Gemara Beitza, and it says in Gemara Beitza, about halfway down the page, Gimel Amid Beis, the Kol Dover Shie Shlom Atirin Afilu Be'Alef Lo Batel. Rashi, Afilu Be'Alef Lo Batel, Vafagav Dimid Daraisa Chad Betray Batel, even though that from the Torah we say that 1 and 2 is Batel. So if you have, let's say, an egg that was born on Yom Tov, and it got mixed up with two other eggs, so it would be batal. Dichsiv, achrei remahatos, achmor rabbanin. The rabbanin may added a chumra. Choyal v'yesh l'matirin l'achrizman. Since after time it will become mutter. Lo yachenu b'yisura al yaday bittel. So don't eat it while it's in the state of iser al yaday bittel. In other words, even though it's mutter to eat right now, you can get a bigger heter by waiting, and then it's going to be completely mutter. Okay, why eat it by the way of bittel when you can wait and eat it completely behetera? Okay, let's look at our shir. I just read for you the Gemara and Rashi. Nedarin, the Ran and Nedarin. The Gemara says that according to Rav Yehuda, min bemino, iser veheter is not bittel. This is learned from the pasuk v'lakach es dam apar v'dam asayir. This pasuk is speaking about the avoda on Yom Kippur. We have two korbanos, a par, that's a bull, and a seir, a goat. And the blood is mixed together and sprinkled on the mizbeach. Even though dam hapar, that's the blood from a bull, is more than dam asayir, the Torah differentiates between the two, meaning that the dam ha-sa'ir is not batel. In other words, let's just explain that for a minute. You have dam ha-par and dam ha-sa'ir. Now, the dam ha-sa'ir inside the dam ha-par, dam ha-sa'ir inside the dam ha-par should be batel, and the whole thing should be called dam ha-par. But since it's called dam ha-par and dam ha-sa'ir, so you see that min bamino is not batel. The reason that the Ran gives is that when two things are the same, okay, min bimino, they're the same, rather than weakening each other, each min reinforces each other. In other words, if I have blue, water with blue in it, blue dye, and I add more blue in it, so it doesn't mevatel the blue that was there, it adds to it. Now the water is more blue. So the blue didn't mevatel the blue. Or the min didn't mevatel the min. Each min reinforces the other. The Rabbanan do not learn from Dama Par and Dama Sar to the laws of Iser Vehater. Because Iser Vehater, by definition, are two different things in that their dinim are different. Okay, so you can't... So the Rabbanan that argued with Rev Yehuda said that Dama Par and Dama Sayer, even though that's called Min Bimino, but two minim the same, that have different dinim, is called Iser Beheter. That's called Iser Beheter, that's called Min Be'en Omino. However, by Dashlam, Dover Shie Shlom Atirin, since in time the Iser will become Mutter, therefore they are not considered to have different dinim and are considered the same. Okay, in other words, since later on it's going to become Mutter, even though it's not the same now, it's like the same. It looks like the same. It's going to be the same. So since it's going to be the same, we're going to make a gezeira on it now, even though that it's iser and heter. We'll make a gezeira on it because later on it will be heter and heter, and it won't be batel. In this way, it is comparable to Dhammapar and Dhammasire. Okay, now here's the Svara again. The Hisnagrus, that means that the opposing force in this case is the din of Isser. The din of Isser is what's making the Dover Sheshul Materin an Enomino. It's a small din that goes away in time. So that Taruvus, such a Taruvus, too closely resembles Min Bimino. It's a weak Hisnagdus. So the weak Hisnagdus is close enough of a reason for the Rabbanin to make a Gezeira that Dashlam is not Batal. So before we go to the Badia Shulchan, so we have two reasons. Why is Dashlam not Batal? One reason is, why eat it now, Al Yadei Bito, when I can eat it tomorrow, completely Behetera? And according to the Ran, since this is so close to being Min Bimino, later on it's Min Bimino, and he holds Min Bimino is not Batal. So since Min Bimino is not Batal, I will Mivato, I will make a Gezeira that this Dashlam is not Batal, because it's too close to being Min Bimino. The Badi of Shulchan gives a third reason. He brings in the name of the Kanfei Yona, that Dashlam is not Batal even in 1,000, since the Isser eventually will become Mutter. It appears to people as not a serious prohibition, and we are therefore worried that there will be some people who will even Mevato Lechatchila. These are the type of people that think, well, since anyways it's going to be Mutter later on, why can't I throw it into my food right now? For this reason, we make the Gezeira. Continuing in our share, the Prima Gaudim, in his introduction to Taruvus, Chelek 3, Perek 2, says the difference between Rashi and the Ran is in the case of a treif egg that was born on Yom Tov. So you have two Isurim. One is that it's a treif egg, and the other one is that it was born on Yom Tov, which became mixed up with other eggs. According to Rashi, it is not Batal. The reason is that even though the Isur of being treif has no bearing because it is Batal, still the Isur of Yom Tov supplies, since it is possible to remove it without a Bikkel. In other words, metaken what you can. Wait till after Yom Tov and eat the egg with only one Isur and not two. On the other hand, the Ran says the Taruvus is Mutter. So he argues with Rashi. The reason is that since the treif egg never intrinsically becomes Mutter, there will always be different dinim, and therefore it is Batal, because it's always a different din. And we say that Min Bimino, as we're going to read in a few minutes, Min Bimino is not Batal, but Min Be'eino Mino is Batal by a Dashlam. The Pischei Tshuva brings the Tzemach Tzedek, who says that even though the egg is intrinsically usher, still it has an isser that is attached to it, which does not have a heter if proper time passes. Therefore it is called a dashlam, because there is an obligation to remove as much isurim as one can before relying on the bittul. That's like Rashi. Min Bimino and Min Be'eino Mino. Okay, we're going to now examine, why is it that by Min Bimino we say Dashlam, but by Min Be'eino Mino, Dashlam doesn't apply? So what's the difference between the two? Dashlam applies to Min Bimino, but not to a case of Min Be'eino Mino. According to our understanding of the Ran, the reasoning is straightforward. Because, remember, the Ran said Min Bimino gives strength to each other, and Min Be'eino Mino makes a bittul. So if you have a bittul, so you don't have a Dover Sheshul Materin anymore, it's Batal. Meaning that in the case of Min Be'eino Mino, the Isser is negated, and therefore Batal. Okay, just like I said. However, In the case of min bimino, the Isser is strengthened by the Heter, since they are the same. Therefore, the Isser is not batal. Now, the problem becomes with Rashi. Let me say it outside, and then we'll look inside. According to Rashi, why are you able to mevatel a davar sheyesh lo matirin in min be'ein omino? Min be'ein omino. Why? To eat it next day. So what do you care if it's min b'mino or min be'ein omino? Eat it the next day. Why rely on a bitul b'chlal? According to Rashi, the reason that a davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batal min be'ein omino needs an explanation, since he emphasizes that eating behetera is the most important din. That's the most important part of this din, is that why eat it b'yisura when al yaday bitul, when you can eat it al yaday hetera. The common explanation for Rashi is that the Isser is be'eino mino. If the Isser is be'eino mino, it takes on the same din, the same name of the eino mino. In other words, once it's batal, so then it takes on the name of the taruvus. It no longer exists in its own name. Therefore, even though it exists as a mashahu, by taking on a different name, it no longer has the din of a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And therefore, we can say that min be'ein omino is batal according to Rashi, because the davar sheyesh lo matirin takes on a new name. Now let's look at the machager. Kol davar sheyesh lo matirin kagon beita shenolda b'yom tov shrui lemachar. An egg that was born on Yom Tov, that's a completely Yisr Durabanan, that's fitting for tomorrow. In it Arav Bacheros, if it's mixed up with others, Bain Shlema Bain Trufa, whether or not it's whole or scrambled, Eino Batela, Afilu Be'alef, it's not Batel even in Aleph when it's Min Bimino. Afilu Safik, Im Nola B'Yom Tov. V'id Arav Be'acheros Asuros. V'id Arav Be'eino Mino Batul B'Shishim. But if it gets mixed up with, let's say, Yirakos, it's Batul B'Shishim. Okay, the Ramah. Mihu Im Lavno Ba'al Ma'achal. If you use it as a whitener for food. Oh, not Nu B'Kedera L'Takin HaKedera, or you put it into the food in order to make it taste good, that was the essential ingredient. We're not talking about just the metakin, that it tastes better, like you put in spices to make the food taste better. It actually makes the food. Kagon she malub tarnagolas ena betela, like you fill a stuffing, you make a stuffing in a tarnagol. Okay, the Taz points out that the stuffing in the tarnagol is actually mamashos. It's the food itself. So that when you have the food itself there, obviously it's not batal. And he says that why are we dealing with the stuffing? Because if you take the stuffing out, the Ramah holds later on, we'll see that tam is batal. The taste is batal. Okay, there's a machlokas if taste is batal or not. So the Ramah says that taste is batal. In other words, taste is not even called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That comes up in Ramah Dalet. Now let's look at our shir. Sfeik sfeika. Even if it is a suffix whether the egg was laid on Yom Tov, the Machaber says, and it is mixed up with others, everything is aser. If the egg were not a dashlam, then based on the din of Sfeik Sfeika, we should matter the taruvus. Okay, why? Because what's the Sfeik Sfeika? Maybe it wasn't laid on Yom Tov. That's Sfeik Aleph. Sfeik Beis, even if it was laid on Yom Tov, maybe the egg I am eating now is not the Usher one. So it's a Sfeik Sfeika. Maybe it's born on Yom Tov, and even maybe it wasn't born on Yom Tov, and even if it was born on Yom Tov, who says that this is the egg? Now, there are three reasons why Sfeik Sfeika does not apply in our case. the din of sveik sveika does not apply by dashlam. That's number one. Number two, this is not a true sveik sveika, since the suffix concerning the status of the egg has nothing to do with the sveika concerning the taruvas. In other words, it's a suffix in the goof and it's a suffix in the taruvas. So it's not a sveik sveika. A true sveik sveika must be focused on the same subject. So you have one in the goof and one in the taruvas. That's not a sveik sveika. Number three, even if we say this is a strong sveik sveika, and that sveik sveika applies to a dashlam, still any time there is a taruvus, we are machmir by dashlam. Just doesn't matter how many taruvuses there are. The Darkei Tshuva brings in the name of the Radbaz that even if there is a thousand sveikas, we will not be makel, since the food can be eaten completely behateira the next day. So why eat it be sura? In any event, I can eat it behateira the next day. So no amount of sveikas will help. So those are three reasons why sveika doesn't apply, and we'll be discussing that more in Siman 110. Kuf Yud. Chazusa. The Rama says, however, it was used to malaven food, to whiten food, or it was added to the pot as an essential ingredient of the food being cooked. Okay, the Taz gives other examples of you use it for part of your challah, because challah needs the bread, needs the water, needs the flour, needs the water, the flour, the salt, all those things are min bimino, even though that they are completely normally different mins, they're the min bimino because they need each other. And here the Rama gives an example of chicken stuffing, which we said chicken stuffing is not the exact best a great example, but he's saying it according to the Rama, according to Taz, to tell you that the stuffing is not batal because it's mamashos, but taste is batal. Tosfos and Beitza 39a explains that whatever is added to the food as an essential ingredient is called by the name of one min. Therefore, water, salt, and flour mixed together to make bread are called min bimino. There are two reasons why an egg is used to whiten food, two reasons why it's not batal. One, since it is placed in the pot to whiten food, it has the same din as water, flour, and spices, which are called min bimino. Number two, we learn in Shir 8 that since it is put in for chazusa, it is nikar and it's not batal. Anything that's nikar, so chazusa is nikar and therefore it's not batal. The Taz holds that chazusa with taste is called min bimino and therefore not batal, but chazusa alone is not called min bimino. Okay, look over there in Orach Chaim 5:13-4. Chazusa without taste is not called min bimino. The Shach, however, clearly holds that chazusa alone can be called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Again, the Taz needs chazusa and taste, but chazusa alone or taste alone is not called min bimino. And the Shach says that chazusa alone can be called dashlam. The Gra holds like the first reason, and put in to latakein, either for chazusa or for taste, is called min bimino. Okay, let's go now to sif 2, sif base. Yesh misha omer shalom rudavar shesh matirin ela kishaha matir ati lavo al kol panim. There is somebody who says, Yesh Misha Omer, that it's not called a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, except if the Heter will come by itself. All kol panim. It's going to happen anyways. Like in our case, why eat the egg now? Tomorrow, it'll be mutter. All by itself. Oh, imamater biyado la soso. Below hefsid. Or you can fix it without a hefsid. In other words, I could take, let's say I have tevel. So I could just take, I could just miser my food. Or, let's say I have a netter. So I can matter my netter. Doesn't cost me anything. Aval dover she'eno biado, something that I cannot do. Veno vadai she'avo, or something that certainly will not come. It's not going to be 100% that it's going to have a hatter. And a matter. Eino bedin dover she'esh lamaterin. It does not fall under the din of dover she'esh lamaterin. Lefikach beita shel safik treifa. Therefore, a beita of a safik treifa. Shenit arva becheros. I don't know if this egg is treif or not. It's a safik treif. I know which egg it is. It's a safik treif. And it got mixed up with others. Eino bedin dover she'esh lamaterin. And now it's a taruvus. It doesn't have a din of davar sheish matirin. It'll be mutter lefisha ena matir bevadai sheyavo. It's not going to for sure happen. Ve'eno biado, and it's not my ability to fix this suffix. Okay, we have to look at a very interesting point in halacha base here. 102 base, sif base. The mechaber says v'yesh mi shomer. Okay, yesh mi shomer means that it's not a universal opinion. The shach asks, there is no one that argues. This is the opinion of the Rashba and the Torah. So why does Mechaber say yesh mi shomer? Shouldn't say, the halacha should not say yesh mi shomer. The dashlam is something that will happen by itself. That's not a yesh mishomer. Everybody holds that. So Rabbi Akiva Eger brings an answer from the Kesef Mishnah. By the way, the Kesef Mishnah is written by the Mechaber. He brings an answer from the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam holds that pomegranates that got mixed up are a dashlam, since they might get crushed, even though it is not definite that it will happen. Therefore, the Rambam is not like the Rashba. And the Mechaber wrote, Yesh Mishomer. The case that we're dealing with is a Rimon. And this Rimon gets mixed up in three Taruvuses. One Taruvus, and then one from that Taruvus to a second Taruvus, and then from the second Taruvus to the third Taruvus. So there's an argument if it's batel already or matam sveika in the second taruvus. So according to the Rashba, in the second taruvus, it's already can be eaten. That's a sveika. Maybe this pomegranate that I take out from the second taruvus is not from the first taruvus, and even if it is from the first taruvus, maybe it's not the aser pomegranate. So I can eat that pomegranate. But according to the Rambam, I need three taruvuses. Why? Because this is a davar she'esh lamatirin. Why is the pomegranate a davar she'esh lamatirin? Because there's a chance, let's say even a pretty good chance, even though it's not 100%, that the pomegranates are going to all be crushed. Once they're all crushed, they're not a davar chashuv anymore. Okay, we are dealing with, if it's a davar chashuv, so then it's not batel. But if it's not a davar chashuv, so then it is batel. So if I'm going to do if it's for sure, or close, let's say close to being sure, that the pomegranates are going to get crushed, so then that means that they're davar she'esh lamatirin. Maybe they're going to be crushed. So if they're going to be crushed, then I'm chashuv. So why should I eat it matam bitel, or matam sveik sveika, when I could just wait, and eventually there's a good chance that they're going to be crushed, so So therefore, I need three tarufuses to matter the pomegranate. And according to the Rashba, it's already mutter in the second tarufus. The difference between the Rashba and the Rambam is that the Rambam holds that something which will, let's say possibly, or a good chance that will come about to matter the food is called the Davar Sheyesh Matirin, and the Rashba has a Vadai, only if it's for sure going to happen without my intervention, that's called the Davar Sheyesh Matirin. But if it's not for sure going to happen, so then the food is not called the Davar Sheyesh Matirin. Suffolk Treifa. The Mechaber says, therefore, if an egg from a Suffolk Treif chicken becomes mixed up with others, it does not have the din of a dashlam. The Ber Heitev asks on the Mechaber, what does Suffolk Treifa have to do with dashlam? Either the animal is kosher, and there was never a problem to begin with, and if it is treif, it will always be treif, and therefore it should be batel if it gets mixed up. Okay, it's like mamanafshach. If it's, let's say we waited 12 months to find out if this animal was treif. So, either way you look at it, it's going to be mutter if it gets mixed up. Why? Because on one hand, it was treif and it's batel. And on the other hand, if it turns out that it's not treif, so then it was always mutter. So what do you need? Does the din of dashlam doesn't even apply? So he answers that the Mechaber is talking about a case of Suffolk Treifa that was born on Yom Tov. According to the Mechaber, this case would be mutter. However, the Parisha, in the name of the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Mishmas of Zahav hold that the Isser of Yom Tov will go off after Yom Tov, so it's still called a Dashlam. Mechaber Gimel. Kli Shenasar Bibliyas Isser. If a Kli that became trafed up gets mixed up, Shenisar Bechirim, Venonikar, you don't know where it is. Let's say your spoon got mixed up with all your spoons. Batel Berov. So the kli that got mixed up is batel berov ein danin oto kedavar sheyesh matirin, and we don't call it a davar sheyesh matirin. The Rama explains, lefi shetzarich lotzia alav hotza la'agil v'kol kiyotze b'zeh. It costs money to do a gala, so it's not called a davar sheyesh matirin. We said, remember, that was one of our tanayim, that you don't, that it's not going to cost you any money to master this item. It costs you money, so it's not called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Okay, this din applies quite a bit. You have a treif kli, somehow this, you used a fleshik spoon for milchix, and now that spoon got put in back with all your other spoons. Obviously, if it got put back with forks, so you don't have to kasher your forks. I'm talking about a kli that gets mixed up with the same kind of kli. Do you have to kasher all your spoons? Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about right now. The Mechaber says that if a kli absorbed iser is mixed up with other kalim, it is batel. The Rama explains that the cost of doing hagala takes it out of the din of dashlam. The Shach 8 brings those that argue on this din. The Ra'ah argues that since Hagala can be done, it is called Nikar Ha'isser. Simply speaking, whatever I can fix would be Nikar. So since it's Nikar Ha'isser, it's not Batel. And the Ma'aril argues that the cost of doing Hagala is minimal. So in both cases, I should really have to do Hagala. Therefore, the Shach says that one should be machmir unless there is a hefse meruba. The Shach adds that even in a hefse meruba, one should wait 24 hours before using the kli, so that it will definitely be mutar midaraisa, since it's going to be nosim tam lufgam. The kli, so if you use the fleshik spoon with milk, you wait 24 hours. If it got mixed up, if it's a hefse meruba that you can't kasher everything, if it's a hefse meruba, you can't use the kelim for 24 hours. According to the Taz, all kelim need to be kashered because there is a chance that they may be all used at the same time, and then the isser will be nikar, because that one spoon will give off taste in the food. Okay, and since we don't rely on taste, we don't get an akum to come and taste it, so we assume that it's going to give off taste until 60. So therefore, all the spoons, let's say, are going to be usser. So if you get mixed up, if a spoon gets mixed up, one treif spoon mixed up with all your kosher spoons, so according to the Shach and Taz, you have to kasher it. Shach gives two reasons, Taz gives one reason, and according to Mechaber, it's batol. Muksa. The Pischei Tshuva brings another reason to permit the kelim. The Tzlach holds that the Ashlam only applies to food that has only one usage. However, things that can be used today and tomorrow, such as things that are muksa, do not fall into the category of dashlam. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that dashlam does apply to muksa, and therefore it would apply to kelim as well. Okay, I'll try to explain. In the case of kelim, I can use the kelim today, I can use the kelim tomorrow. So it's not a question of dashlam. Dashlam is it has a one-time use. The minute I use it, it's finished. Don't eat it today, eat it tomorrow. But when I eat it, it's a one-time use, it's finished. Kelim I can use over and over and over again. So they're not called the dashlam, because they're mutter now, they're mutter later, they're mutter all the time. Many times. Has more than one usage. Muksa would be the same thing. Okay, right now it's muksa on Shabbos, but if I want, I can use it for other things. I can, as they said here in the Pischei Tshuva, he says, I can metalpel it for a tzorich. Meaning that it has certain usages that you can use it now. I can metalpel it l'tzorich. Or, like the spoon, I can use it for other things. I can use it now, I can use it later. So as long as I have certain usages for it, it's not a davar sheyesh matirin, because it's not usher. It's not completely usher. But Rabbi Akiva Eger argues, and he says, even muks is called the davar sheyesh matirin. Simply speaking, we would say that in Svora, whatever you can be matir, be matir. Now let's look at the review questions. What are the three reasons that davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batal, even in 1,000? Okay, you have Rashi. Why eat it by a bittel when you can eat it completely behetera? The Ran, that since later on it's going to be min bamino, even though right now it's not min bamino because one is heter and one is aser. Still, that's not enough of a hisnagdus against the to call it min be'eno mino. It's not enough, and the Rabbanan will make a gezeira that it's not going to be batal, because it looks like min be'mino, or it will be min be'mino later on. The Bari Ashulchan, he's worried that people will be mekel, and since it's mutter tomorrow, I can mevatel it today. Okay, next. Why is davar sheyesh lo matirin batal in eino mino, but not mino, according to Rashi and the Ran? Okay, well, the Ran is very easy to understand, since there's a real hisnagdus, so it's batal. It's not shaykh to say later on it will be like min b'mino, but according to the Rashi, it's a little bit more complicated, and we would think, well, why should I be able to eat it behetera? I mean, why shouldn't I eat it behetera? I don't care if it's min b'mino, min b'eino mino. Why shouldn't I eat it behetera? So the answer is that since
it's in an anom mino. The Dabar Sheyesh Matirin takes on the name of that anom mino. And it has a new name, so it's not called the Dabar Sheyesh Matirin anymore. Question number 3. What is the practical difference between Rashi and Iran? So the Prima Gunim said, a treif egg that was born on Yom Tov. Question number 4. What is the reason we should matter an egg that became mixed up with other eggs, if it was a suffix, whether it was born on Yom Tov? Simply speaking, the answer is that it's a sfeik sfeika. We should say suffix if it was born on Yom Tov, if it was not. And even if it was born on Yom Tov, so this egg that I'm eating right now is not the egg that was born on Yom Tov. Sfeik sfeika. That's why we should matter it. Number 5. In the above questions, what are the reasons we do not matter the eggs? Simply speaking, because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That was reason number 1. Reason number 2, it's not a true sfeik sfeika, since the status of the egg has nothing to do with the taruvus. In other words, this is not a true sfeik sfeika. It's one in the goof of the egg and one in the taruvus. And number three is, no matter how many suffix we have, the egg is not batal because it can be eaten beheter the next day. Question number 6. Is salt, water, and flour min b'mino? Explain. Okay, they are called min b'mino because you really need the salt, the flour, and the water in order to make the bread. So that if they're all needed for that one item, that item becomes the shame dover, the min. So it's called min b'mino. Question number 7. Is chazusa a dover sheyesh lo matirin? So machloka shach and taz. Taz holds that chazusa with taste is called dover sheyesh lo matirin, but chazusa alone, or taste alone, is not. The shach clearly holds that chazus alone is called a dashlam. Number 8. If a treif kli is mixed up with the kosher ones, do all the kalim need to be kashered, or is it batal? So it's a machlokas, the shach and taz against the machabir and the ramah. Since the shach and taz both say that it's nikar, and it's not a major expense to kasher the kalim. You might come to use them all at once. That's what the Taz says, and then you'll end up tasting it, the bleus that were in the kli. But the Mechaber and the Ramah say no, since it costs money to kasher kalim, so therefore it's not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it would be batal. We pass them like the shach from Taz. Number 9. Is something muksa dashlam? So we said that to Machlokas, the Pischei Tshuva and Rabbi Akiva Eger. Pischei Tshuva holds that muksa is not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin because it's a type of item that can be used more than once. As long as it can be used more than once, it's not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Davar sheyesh lo matirin means I'm only able to use it once, like food. The minute I eat it, it's gone. And according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, no, it is called the davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay, that's it for this shiur today. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, please remember to call or write.